Let us begin with our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that you may glorify your name. We ask that you give us the patience with ourselves and with others as we continue through this day, and we ask that we may serve you in ways that you call us. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is, of course, the 28th day of July. We are still in the midst, obviously, of the 17th week of Ordinary Time. And our first reading as we continue through Jeremiah is a powerful reading, and we can look at it within the context of also the gospel. And the reading comes to Jeremiah. Now remember, what's happening is Jeremiah is speaking to the people. God is speaking to Jeremiah, and Jeremiah will then speak to the people of Judah. And the people of Judah do not want to hear what he has to say. Remember, 100 years earlier, when the Assyrians were attacking Israel, then Judah was protected, for they repented. But now it's 100 years later. They are not protected. Therefore, the Lord is basically making that statement to them because they are refusing to repent. And they're actually trying to silence Jeremiah. Well, this is another famous passage of Jeremiah where he's gone to look down at the potter. And of course, you can follow us at whatever Daily Missal you are using, whether you're using the Daily Missal book, which contains all the readings of the daily readings, or whether you're subscribing to a service, whatever the case may be, such as some of the magazine-like services that are out there. So anyway, so this is that famous passage where God says to Jeremiah, showing him the potter, that he can do the same to Israel what the potter is doing, just kind of redo everything, start all over again. If things are not going well, then the potter just remakes, takes the clay and just puts it all and takes everything out and just starts everything again. Interesting comment we can look at, because basically what God is saying to Jeremiah is there is no such thing as too big to fail, which of course was something we remember in 2008, and we were shocked to see these major institutions that we thought were too big to fail. And there's no such thing as that if Israel and the house of Israel, which of course includes Judah, is going down the wrong path, then I can just make changes I need to do to correct that house and to bring the house to be what I want it to be, which of course he does do. One of the things that we always keep in mind is that the Jews recognized their blessing from the Lord by their land. This is the reason why sovereignty of the Jewish state is so important to the Jews back in the time of Jeremiah, back in the time of Jesus, and of course today. Because the sovereignty of the land is a sign of the blessing of the Lord to the Jews. So when their land is threatened, that's important, and therefore that's one of the ways that the Lord corrected the Jews in the Old Testament, by taking them off the land or by challenging their sovereignty on the land. And that's also one of the reasons why this is so important for our own time, that they thought that Jesus was going to be a military Messiah who would cast the Romans out of Israel because to them the sovereignty of the Jewish state is a sign of the blessing of God. This is one of the reasons that we as Catholics don't believe that. We have to be careful of the concept of America is the new Israel. Because people can say, well, America is the new Israel. And I know this is very common, and maybe a very common thought among people who are part of our listening audience. But you have to realize that if you're going to call America the new Israel, there is a responsibility there. And that responsibility is not necessarily what people take it to be. We as Catholics do not believe that. We believe the new Israel is the people of God, is the actual church. And the church meaning the people of God. That's the new Israel. So that's the way we look at it, and that's worldwide. However, there are people in our own country that see the United States as the new Israel. Well, what happens in that? Let me give you an example. We go back to January 6th. What was one of the things that happened January 6th and some of these other Stop the Steal rallies? You saw people calling for Jesus for president. That's exactly what people would have said in the time that Jesus was walking on the earth. As a matter of fact, they thought he was going to be a military messiah. And this is one of the reasons why he was crucified, because the leaders of the Jews realized this guy can't be a military messiah. There's no way he's going to run a military operation against the Roman Empire. It's just not going to work. And even if he thinks he can, and even if he calls himself the Son of God, there is no way he's going to succeed in a military operation against the Romans. And if the Romans think he's going to do that, then they could come in and wipe out the entire Jewish state. So if you go back to the January 6th time, or you go back to the other Stop the Steal rallies, you will see people with signs, Jesus for president. That's right out of what Jesus said, I am not here for that. Judas himself thought that Jesus was originally planning to be the new military messiah, and he too realized this isn't going to work, but that's why he betrayed him, so that he would protect the Jewish state. And as it turns out, it didn't work that way. But as we understand that, so that is a tremendous amount of responsibility, and we as Catholics don't believe that that is our call. We believe the new Israel is the people of God. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out the website. You can send a message to us through our contact tab if you'd like, have any suggestions of what you'd want me to talk about. You can do that there. You can send a prayer request. People do that. We got a prayer request. And now what I'm doing with the prayer requests is during the next 7 weeks, they have a special celebration called the Circle of Jericho, very similar to the story out of Jericho. It's the Brazilian, so it's all in Portuguese. But they carry this thing that looks like the Ark of the Covenant almost, and it contains prayer requests. So those prayer requests will go in there, and the people will be praying for them. So anyway, that's one of the other things that goes on here. So we see that, and we recognize. So you can send us a prayer request, all kinds of things, through either CatholicAudioMedia.com. But you know what? People recognize the parish, and so they contact us through the parish, which is stanthonyalston.org. And don't forget, you have a standing invitation. I keep calling it an invocation. Just comes out that way. Invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sundays at 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts. So anyway, here we are, and we're looking at this powerful message that we saw from Jeremiah. Well, the gospel has another powerful message where Jesus talks about the kingdom of God. It's that famous parable, is like a net thrown into the sea. And he talks about the net collects a whole bunch of things, but at the end of the world, everything will be separated. Well, I was listening to Coast AM the other day, and they're talking about a message from an Alexander Dugan, or Duggan, who is talking about this current war in Europe, and part of it is that Russia, and I'm just going by what they said, wants to eventually see a Russian empire that extends from Vladivostok, which is on the eastern coast of Russia. It's actually, I think it connects into the Sea of Japan, all the way to Lisbon, which is, of course, did I say eastern coast? Eastern coast. I'm sorry. You know, and then to the western coast of Europe, which would be Lisbon. Says basically that's what they want to see, is they want to eventually see this entire empire that extends, because they see Russia as giving the traditional values that Western Europe does not. But here's the question. Is that the role of any entity on the earth? And the answer is no. Why? Because Jesus says it is the role of God to make that separation. And we're called to lead people to God, but we're not called to do the separation ourselves, which is what apparently this man was saying is the ideas coming out of Russia. I don't know if that's true. That's apparently what he said. And so we understand that concept, but that concept, if we look at the gospel concept, the gospel says right then and there that it is God's role to do that. Our role is to serve the Lord and let the Lord separate people as he sees fit. So that's the reason why when we can turn around and say, well, we need to cast those people out of the church, or we need to cast those people out of the country, or we need to cast those, whatever. If you do that, Jesus always warns that if you do that, you're going to be casting out the good with the bad. You're going to be taking up the weeds, and it's going to take the wheat up as well. So it's not your role to do that. It is God's role to do that. Our role is to be people who show the sign of where God is and lead people and be the presence of the Lord to the people. That's our role. So we look at that distinction there, and we see that ready distinction. So that's a powerful message that we recognize there between those two readings. The first reading is no one is too good to fail. The second is the new Israel is the church, as we understand it. And the third is that, in fact, it is God's role to do separation, not ours. We're going to talk more on tomorrow, and have yourself a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.